Music from Greg Harris, part of the production, and Z Productions are doing an audio, I don't know, what do you call it?
We're calling it an audio puppetry experience. It's basically a webcast, an on-demand, online, creative social distance event.
How's that?
I guess, yeah. Very succinct, right? So, and it's going to start on Saturday.
The 21st, yes, yeah. Which is also World Puppetry Day. And as we were saying, you know, we see a direct connection between radio and radio dramas and puppetry and how the audiences respond with imagination. And you have to bring a little bit of imagination into puppetry, and you have to bring a little bit of imagination into radio also.
Yeah, if you think about the most famous radio puppeteer as Edgar Bergen with Charlie McCarthy, who, you know, a good part of his career was doing puppetry on the radio. And I've been looking for other samples online just to get a sense of the history of it. And that's the main one that comes out. I know that early in our career, we were here on a Monday morning show with Roger and Amy doing our glow-in-the-dark ping pong ball circus on the radio. and it worked. And, you know, being big fans of Mel Blanc and all the voices and the characters that you can get across, we believe in the potential. It's also interesting that the very first work in progress reading of this script for Through the Narrows, Lori Witzkowski, who is directing this production, she said, "I loved just hearing it and imagining it, and I almost don't want visuals." And that was two and a half years ago. So she has said, "Yeah, she said our it was a prophecy, self-fulfilling prophecy."
Right.
That said, we are going to enhance our the experience of listening to the stories with photos that have been taken, really beautiful photos of the visuals of the show that were taken by Bruce Silcox, an amazing photographer in town. So there will be some still photography involved also.
This gives us a chance to also work in some historical images that connect with the Cherokee history and the Jewish history that's referenced in it. In Through the Narrows. So we'll be enhancing that. We may promote Greg to Foley artist and add in additional sound effects. He's already done quite a bit with sound design. We'll get you some coconuts, Greg.
Okay, huh? So always, you know, it's just, you know, if people should just think about it as... it's just another form of storytelling.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I mean, this has been going on for centuries.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what better stories to tell now than stories of survival and stories of making it through hard, difficult times? So that's part of what's really motivating us right now for doing this.
Something that, you know, we hadn't already planned to do when we were thinking about doing it live is we're able to offer people the chance to email or post questions after they listen to it. Questions about the creative decisions, but more importantly, questions about the history, the Cherokee and Jewish history that we're referencing. And that might be especially helpful if there's parents out there who are experiencing this with their youth, which we recommend this for ages 9 and up, mainly because there is some intense subject matter, and we do describe verbally, historically accurate descriptions of of violence that is part of that history. And so parents might want an opportunity to ask questions or encourage their children to ask questions, and we'll respond to those questions in a video Q&A session. So that is a little different than what we had planned for the live production. So there's some opportunities in doing this.
Sure, because I think, well, when you'd done it the last time, people could make things
yes.
as well.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. We called it a watch it, make it, take it event because after the performance, we gave materials for people to make their own, create their own figure that they could take with them, a puppet of that would represent something that would help a person or something that would help them through their narrow places in life.
And we're transforming that. We will still have that element. We considered, you know, do we try to get these packages of materials out to people and lead people through it in a video instruction? But I think to keep logistics simple enough, we're going to do a guided visualization where that just transfers the essence of that experience of making a power figure so that people still have something to call upon to find strength in facing life's narrow passages.
Mm-hmm.
The event begins with a hand washing ceremony, like a ritual of sharing a pitcher of water that you pour over people's hands. And nobody ever would touch the water that comes off of people's hands, but it's this shared experience. And that, you know, a few weeks ago, we started thinking, how's that going to work? So we haven't figured out what that will be, how we'll transfer that to audio, to radio.
But there might be some ways that listeners can participate in their own homes as they're listening.
Yeah, it's a big old experiment, and we've been excited by the positive response to it, that people are interested in looking for some kind of meaningful experience to really keep that spirit of community alive and keep their spirits up while we're keeping, trying to flatten the curve. My phrase is flatten the curve, fire up the imagination. So,
yeah, just be more creative.
Right.
We need more creativity anyway.
Right. So. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Yes. So do you want to give out the website?
Yes. So people can register for Through the Narrows, the on-demand audio event at zpuppets.org. And then you can also find that through our Facebook page, the event page for Through the Narrows or Z Puppets Facebook. And if you just need help accessing it, you can call us at 612-724-1435, extension 2.
And so it's the letter Z, right?
Yes,
yep, the letter Z.
Or Z if you're listening to this in Europe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we should also mention that this project, the live performances of the project were initially funded by the Metropolitan Regional Arts Council, who has given us a very excited thumbs up to pivot and transform this into an audio project in this week. So we're excited and thankful for them for supporting this.
Well, great. Good luck, you guys.
Yeah, thank you.
Do you have some music you want to close out with here, Greg?
Yeah, we could do something together.
Sure.
You want to do the...
Yeah, so one of the things, for people who don't know the history of the Trail of Tears, just really briefly, it was a forced removal, Indian removal policy of the middle 1800s of the United States government, of trying to move all of the native people to one spot in the country, which is what's currently Oklahoma. But the Cherokee people started out in the east, in the Smoky Mountains, and there's a lot of musical similarities with Appalachian music of the time. One of the things that I found really inspiring and gives me hope is that during this forced removal, where it took about 3 months for people to walk 1,200 miles, along that tragic walk, there was song. And one of the songs that people sang in Cherokee was a version of Amazing Grace. So we'll attempt to sing that in Cherokee.
In the voice of Chooch, the six-year-old boy.
Une la nu e u e chi e ga go yo e e na quo cho su we u lo se e ga go yo. Oh no.
Music from Greg Argus and then Chris singing. Z Puppets are in here. They're doing an audio journey, really, of their production due to the trying times, right? And you want to give out the website one more time?
Sure. You can access through the Narrows the online, on-demand audio puppetry experience at zpuppets.org. Or through Facebook at Z Puppets Through the Narrows.
Well, thanks so much for coming in.
Yeah,
and, thank you, Dan.
Good luck with this. And I know you had a busy week getting it all ready. But
yeah.
Yet, tune in. Saturday is when it goes up, right? Yep.
Yeah, and it'll be up through May 1st.
Yep.
So you can do it whenever and wherever you are, can tune in.
Yes. So, yes, go support the local artists, especially now. Support the local small businesses, which you are one.
Yes.
Yes, so thanks so much for coming in.